I cannot resist repeating an old story that I often use. If you had the fortune of misfortune to travel around Europe, maybe you noticed how, in what different way, now comes the dangerous point, toilets are structured in Europe. You have the French toilets where the hole where excrement disappears is in the back. So the idea is it drops, falls directly into it, it goes away as soon as possible. Then you have English or yours, Anglo-Saxon, where it floats in water. Then you have the German one, which is the most obscene, of course, which is that the hole is in front, and you have just a little bit of water in the hole, so that most of the bowl is a kind of a plateau. The idea is your excrement falls there to enable, it's an old disgusting German tradition that every morning you should inspect your bowl, sniff it and so on to see, look for any traces of illness. If you don't believe me, go and look. It's quite a cultural shock. Now, I ask myself, why this? What's the point? I read books, there are two books on the market, so you can check it, on architect, very obscene books, you have scientific studies, in what angle shit falls down, they don't give an account of this. They simply, every book that I know or text plays this simple utilitarian card. Oh, how is that the other guys don't see that ours is the most utilitarian, the most practical? But then it strikes me. Of course, things are more complex in reality. But basically, I claim this is the only account that I can imagine. Do you know that, if you know a little bit of the history of European thought, around the time of Hegel, it was popular to claim that, to assert the notion of so-called European Trinity. The idea being that Europe as a spiritual entity is structured around three poles. Each of them stands for a certain nation, for a certain political attitude or attitude towards life, and for a certain level of social life. Germans are politically conservative, the level of life is poetry, thinking, contemplation. French, politics, level of life, domain of life, politically leftist revolutionary. English, economy as a sphere of life, and moderate liberalism then it did strike me, but that's it. The French approach this radical politics. It falls in, liquidate it, disappear. It's like guillotine, no? Like it should disappear. Anglo-Saxon, pragmatic. Let it flow there, we will solve the problem. Germans, of course, poetry and contemplation. You contemplate, you look.